Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Hour number 3 of a 3-hour show. Keep it locked here for the full 60. All right, Rob, you and I both picked the Warriors to beat the Lakers. Congrats to the Lakers, Rob G's team. They won in 6 games. Game 6 in L.A. was not that close. So the Warriors went down, and they will not defend their championship. LeBron James had his best game of the series. I thought LeBron had a good series, strong series, but this was his best game. 30 points, took the ball into his hands late in this game to kind of take it over, and they won 122-101. Steph, 32 points, though he shot just 11 for 28 in the closing game. But, Rob, what were your thoughts? You have a take about this series.
Yeah, it was more about the Warriors, Chris, and I think we ignored who they were all year. I know they had a great record at home, but they struggled big time. And there were some chemistry issues. We talked about it. And ultimately, they weren't together. This wasn't the team that won the championship a year ago. It just wasn't. You would have thought they came back, right, with the same pieces. I know Wiggins missed time, Chris. He had some personal issues. Right. The punch by Draymond Green and Jordan Poole becoming invisible in the playoffs and just the whole thing. And then they couldn't. They lost 3 road games, right? Then they lose 3. They couldn't win.
In this series, yeah.
Yeah, on this in this series, they struggled against the Kings, Chris. They had to win that game 7, and I think maybe people thought, oh, they beat the Kings, a young, inexperienced group that pushed them all away.
Yeah.
They lost game 6 at home when they could have closed them out. That should have been the warning right there, even though they won that series, that this isn't the same team. So they are who they really were, even though we didn't want to believe it, I think, until we saw it finally, Chris. That's the kind of respect you give a team when they've won so much in the past and they just won a championship last year.
That's a good point. Right.
Right?
It's hard to write a team like that off.
Especially
when their best player. I would, Rob, Steph, to me, is playing as good as ever. I mean, I think he's as good as he ever was.
But that team, Chris, we saw the warning signs when we look back. Don't you think now when you look back, like, there was issues
there? They had
a
very up and down season. I thought a lot of it was just, obviously, there were a lot of injuries. Steph missed nearly 30 games. Wiggins, as you said, missed a month and a half or so. So they had a lot of injuries. The road record was horrible, injuries or not. So that was definitely
they were too good to lose like that, right? They were too good to lose that many games.
Absolutely. I thought late in the season they won 2 big road games. And then, you know, as they were climbing and fighting for that 6th seed. And then they beat Sacramento in that game 7 on the road. And so I thought, okay, their road woes are behind them. But, Rob, I think this was more about the Lakers. And, I mean, you know, I was a little higher on the Lakers than you, even though we both
definitely.
Picked the Warriors.
I wasn't higher. I didn't think they would beat Memphis.
Right.
I didn't.
And I didn't too either. I picked Memphis. I was fooled by when I picked Memphis over them, it was because they had – remember how much they struggled late in the season? In games they needed to win.
Right.
And Utah, which was sitting out his 2 best players, was giving them all sorts of trouble. And Chicago and, like, bad teams.
Chicago beat them, if you remember.
Right. And I was like, they are not stepping up. And then come playoff time, they really play better. But I think this is what it boils down to, Rob. And Anthony, remember, they have not been healthy for a long time. Like, AD and LeBron have kind of alternated being injured. We remember AD in Phoenix, you know, he tried to play early in that series and couldn't with the bad groin. But when those two are healthy, they are arguably the only team in the NBA with 2 top 10 players. Now, some would say Phoenix, which is fair. If Devin Booker has risen to that caliber, which he very well may have, that's fine. But AD and LeBron are clearly 2 of the top 10 players in the league. And then, Rob, the deadline moves, you got to give Rob Pelinka credit, because as much as you and I definitely think Westbrook was, you know, bore too much of the blame. But we all knew, you and I said from the get-go, all the way until he was traded, he doesn't fit. And once they moved him out of there, and they brought in, Austin Reeves has emerged. He's a nice player. I got to give Austin Reeves some credit. He is a really good player. But D'Angelo Russell, that was a trade. And he is, you know, he's up and down. He's inconsistent. But when he's on, he's tough. Lonnie Walker obviously played well. Rui Hachimura, like, they've got their 2 stars, Rob. And one is a big AD, and one is big in LeBron. By today's standards, he's a big player, Rob. But he also is obviously a perimeter guy. And then you got the role players around him. So I think the Lakers are tough, man. I think, you know, we underestimated them. I think this was more about them. There was some stuff about the Warriors. As you said, they're small. They forget going small. They went tiny.
And
tiny.
But let me say this, Chris. I hear you. But and I don't have it right in front of me, maybe Rob G. When LeBron and AD play, Chris, they've been a 500 team, even when they play together. And I understand 20-16.
But most of that was with Westbrook.
No, but I'm just saying, like they didn't play that well together. Number 2, the AD factor Well, two things. AD was very inconsistent, so you never knew which AD was showing up. And number two, LeBron didn't have the same impact on winning. We saw him put up big numbers, Chris. You just talked about the 30 points in game six. There were plenty of nights when he had 30-some-odd points and they still didn't win. And I get it. They made trades and they got a better roster than they had.
That's the difference. If they had not traded Westbrook, Rob, I don't think they'd be here. It was because one, Westbrook was a bad fit, and they didn't have most of these players. They had Austin Reeves, but not the other guys.
Because those other parts were there, but they weren't winning like they should have. There was games we still thought that even with LeBron and Westbrook, they should have won more games. I mean, it was incredible when you think about. 2 years ago, LeBron averaged 30 points, almost won the scoring title, Chris, and they didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, but again, LeBron, you're right in that he does not have the same impact he used to, but a lot of that was AD was out in a lot of those games. Like, and when LeBron and AD were, like, most of that record, what was the record when they were together?
20-16.
Okay, 20-16. But most of that was with Westbrook there. You take him out, I mean, they started cooking once the trade deadline came. And a lot of that, remember, was without LeBron. And I mentioned the games late in the season when LeBron, you know, when they struggled, right? Utah, Chicago. A lot of those games, if you look back, LeBron was scoring more than 30 points. And that is not the formula for them to win anymore. Now, he can get 30, but it's how he gets it. He's got to be – he should play within the system. He's still – he or AD, depending on if AD has his offense that night, is their best player. But LeBron is now getting in the system, Robin. If you look at it, you see Austin Reeves feeling free, right, to make plays on his own, not even to pass. LeBron doesn't touch it on a lot of possessions. Sometimes they might look off LeBron. Same with Dennis Schroeder. Same with D'Angelo Russell or Rui Hachimura when he has it going. Or even Lonnie Walker during this past series. And I'm not saying that's not a disrespect to LeBron. It is just the fact that he is fitting in rather than being the system. And everything has to revolve around him. And I think that is what makes them so dangerous. They've got two legitimate 20 to 25-point scores, and then a nice cast of role players around them. And they're playing. I think LeBron is like, I think he learned, Rob, like late in the season, you know, I'm getting 38, I'm getting 36, and we're struggling to beat a bad team.
Right.
And now I can just play within the system. I still get my 25-ish, and everybody eats, so to speak, and we're much more effective. So
okay, here's to your point. Okay, that they started, Chris, 11-15 through early February,
right?
But they closed the season 9-1 together. So there it is. When they added those other pieces,
yeah,
they became much better. But before that, it used to be like they should have won more games. Like it was surprising that those two guys playing are four games under 500.
They didn't have 3-point shooting around them, and Westbrook. Right. Couldn't space the floor. Teams weren't guarding him a lot. So you back into the paint. And I think they're legit. I said, Rob, that the winner of this series, Lakers-Warriors, I thought was going to be the favorite in the West. And so I'm going to go with the Lakers. I think Denver is going to be tough. And, you know, they look, there's two Western Conference finalists, so maybe they got a shot. But remember, the Lakers beat them 4-1 in the bubble, and a lot of people are pointing to that to say, oh, you know, the Lakers have their number. But remember that year, the Lakers had Dwight Howard as a backup. And, I mean, he obviously wasn't the Dwight Howard of old. But, Rob, remember how valuable he was in those playoffs.
Yep.
You know, coming off the bench, he played well. They're going to need that size against Denver. And so, you know, that's why, again, I'm picking the Lakers, but I do think that it's going to be a tougher series than it was a few years ago because the Lakers, you know, they had Kyle Kuzma, who was 6'10". Now, he's not a big, so to speak, but Markieff Morris. They had JaVale McGee, you know, and he and Dwight, you know, played a role in that series. So they're going to have their hands full, but I think the Lakers win this.
Yeah, I'm going with Denver. They've been good all year. People have discounted them. You know, I've been joking the whole time. People call them chicken nuggets, and nobody's had. They've played. They've done everything they were supposed to do this postseason. I've been impressed by them. All the praise that the Joker's been getting, because people have seen him, Chris, on this big stage, dominate and play great when he was supposed to. And he'll be something, a handful. This will be a little different for the Lakers because they've had the advantage with AD. But this will be different. I like Denver. I'm going to pick Denver.
877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Who do you have? Now, we're not going to go there. Let's go here first. We can deal with that tomorrow.
Yeah, we can get there tomorrow. Yep.
Yeah. Who did this series say more about? Was it more about the Lakers winning or more about the Warriors falling apart? Lakers winning, Warriors falling apart. Your thoughts, 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, ATV, boat, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Was this second round matchup between the Lakers and Warriors more about the Lakers being very good or the Warriors falling apart? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Jerome and Indy. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jerome?
Jerome?
All right, do we not have him? Yep. All right, let's go to Wheel in Mississippi. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Wheel?
Hey, what's going on, Chris? Rob, how y'all doing?
Good, man. Great. How are you?
Good. Man, I was just going to say, man, I really think it was more on the Lakers. Because like Chris just said, this was probably Steph Curry's best season, man. Like, the guy's been balling. And I know Klay been struggling and Draymond and Jordan Poole and all them guys are struggling. But I think it really just spoke more to – and I know it's been said 100 times, like, the moves that Rob Pelinka made and just all of the stuff, getting rid of Russ like that. It proved to be right, you know. And the Lakers just been balling. And it's not been LeBron. He just kind of been facilitating, sitting back, taking what's coming to him, you know, playing high IQ basketball.
Right.
It's just been working for him, man. Like I really think they might do it again this year. You know, it might be a bubble rematch or the iconic Boston versus Lakers. But either way, I think they might do it.
Yeah, I think he makes a good point about LeBron playing high IQ basketball. I think, Rob, people are so used to LeBron dominating the ball and basically dictating every possession that it looks strange, but I think he's playing smartly.
Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple of Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on? What's going on, gentlemen?
What up, man? How are you?
Pretty good. I actually think it was more the Warriors, but not in a real bad way, but more the Warriors were the team that was exposed. And I think actually, and I always, you know, go for this, is one of my things. I think them having to chase De'Aaron Fox and the Kings up and down the court for 7 games took some of their legs away.
Were going to take it to the Kings?
I just meant to say it took some of their legs away. This is about the Warriors, not the Kings. They had to chase those guys 7 games. It's the one team that thought they could outrun them. So it took some of their legs away, and I think it affected their jump shots in the next series, the longer that game goes, especially Klay Thompson.
Well,
Last four games,
Klay averaged 10 points on 25% shooting.
Yeah.
And you're right. Like I said on the air after Game 3, when they got blown out, I said, I think they're the better team. It was because they were getting open looks. They just were missing.
I agree.
So that's to your point. Yeah. Yep. They were getting what they wanted. That's not a bad point because they were getting the shots they wanted. They just weren't making them.
And people kept saying, run the Lakers. Well, maybe they ran out of gas from running with the Kings. They couldn't run them for 7 games. I think they might have hit a wall, too, in that running thing. And the Lakers were able to slow it down because they made free throws. They were able to slow that pace down.
And they got
They did make free their free throws. Yeah. Yep.
They did. LeBron was impressive from the line. 84%. Yes. Yeah, he looked more comfortable than I've ever seen him at the line.
No doubt about it. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the insight. Brandon in Riverside, California. You're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. What up, B?
What's going on, guys, man? I love this freaking show, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
But I think it was more on the, the Lakers, man. If you think about their season, and I was going for Golden State. So early in the season, we know they had chemistry problems. They couldn't get it with Westbrook. So they used to just lose those games when they was down. And if you think about it, every time the Warriors had like a lead going into late third or to the fourth, somehow the Lakers just put it together, and next thing you know, they catch up and take the lead, and then they'll hold that lead. And because it was really just Steph Curry really doing it game in and game out, they just wore him down, man. But on top of that, I just think I believe the Nuggets will win because this is a different Nuggets team. They more mature, and I think they just want it. It looks like they just want this. Man, yeah, I listen to you, God. I love the show.
Thank you, man. Jokic.
Appreciate it.
Rob, Jokic was not a superstar in 2020. It was like
it's hard for people to look at him now, Chris,
second
and not
really
think he
year.
Is.
Right. Oh, he is now, for sure. But, you know, it was like his second all-star year. He wasn't quite what he, you know, would become. I mean, now he's a full-fledged superstar, so that's going to be a great series either way. All right, Rob, the Phoenix Suns, my goodness. We'll get into that next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob, you know I was in Detroit this weekend.
Because I remember Friday you did the show, right? Who'd you? Oh, yeah, you ran into
him. Did he send you a photo or something?
He sure did.
He had a photo with you that he showed me to convince me he knew you.
Oh, okay.
We were in Bar Louie with my mother and my brother watching the Warriors Lakers game.
Yeah, my buddy
and
Steve
came up and wanted a picture. Yeah, Steve. Yes.
Yeah, that was a great picture. He was very happy to meet you, though. He was.
Yeah, no, it was good to meet him. Rob, first of all, I was surprised that Monty Williams was fired. Now, it's justifiable because, you know, he struggled during the postseason. I mean, he didn't use the bench until it was late. So had certain guys in the doghouse that seemed like they could have helped him. They played fairly well, Terrence Ross and T.J. Warren, once they got the chance. And then, you know, DeAndre Ayton, their relationship just doesn't seem good. And Ayton just was, tuned out, really. So I get it. It was justifiable, especially, Rob, when you look at – like, I thought Monty had – even though he didn't have a great postseason, I thought he had enough – had curried enough good favor over the years. But, heck, you'd have to say the same thing about Nick Nurse and Mike Budenholzer, who won championships recently, and they were fired. So, the NBA is not playing, Rob. Like, dudes, if they don't get it done – if Doc survives after all these firings, that'll be baffling, considering how they're getting rid of these guys.
And these are guys who have won championships in recent time,
yes,
Chris.
Yes.
Monty Williams didn't surprise me totally, only from this standpoint. New owner, he didn't hire Monty. Do you know what I mean? He has no allegiance to Monty. Would you buy that for me?
No, you're totally right. Absolutely.
That's the only reason. If there was the old owner, no, it wouldn't have happened.
Nah, you might be right, because new owners, you know, they want to do their own thing. And there's, you know, Woj, who wrote the story about Monty, initially wrote that Matt Ishbia, the new owner, is now running basketball operations. Then he took it out of the story. It probably is the truth that whether he's entitled doing it, you don't have to have a title, he's the owner. But Rahi might be running this team, which, look, I know he played at what he was a walk-on at Michigan State. Look, I don't think it's good, you know, that this guy is, if indeed he's running basketball operations. I thought James Jones did a good job. But I guess, Rob, when you buy the team, you pay all that money, I guess you can do what you want. You know what I'm saying?
No, and there are always going to be owners like that and guys who, Chris, they got a lot of money and now they think they know basketball.
Yep.
Wasn't he a walk-on at Michigan State for Tom Izzo?
Yeah. Yes. But come on, does that mean he should, you know, you agree with me. That don't mean you should be running freaking the Phoenix Suns. But, hey, it is what it is. So what do you think should be their moves? I feel like, look, they're going to build around Durant and Booker, which is a great tandem to build around, assuming Durant can stay healthy. I would trade DeAndre Ayton because he just doesn't seem, you know. Now, if the new coach hits it off with him, which obviously he might be traded before they hire a coach, But maybe you want to wait. If a new coach has plans to incorporate him more in the offense and has a better relationship with him where Ayton feels, I don't want to say Monty didn't appreciate him, but certainly where Ayton feels appreciated, where he seems to be engaged, then maybe you give that a try, right? Because he's a 7-footer who gives you 18 and 10 without really having a ton of stuff run for him. So that, I mean, I guess you got to figure out, you know, the coach maybe before you make that move with Ayton. But I think, Rob, if they can trade Chris Paul for some, maybe two role players or something, just some decent depth, that's what they need, is decent depth. Obviously, you have to replace him at point guard. But they're not done. And I don't think the Warriors are done. Like, I'm not saying they're going to win another championship, but I'm not going to rule it out. You know, it depends on what the moves both of these teams make. They'll both be in the mix, I believe, assuming they make some smart moves. And, you know, I think they'll be in the hunt. They won't enter the season as the favorites. But Phoenix could perhaps if they make smart moves.
Yeah. But there's a lot of moves that need to be made. And I'm telling you, Chris, going forward, I got the Devin Booker. I don't know about Durant, how much you can count on him. I hate to say that.
The injuries. He's such
a, yeah, that part. I just, you know, like, you could get built up feeling good about the team, and then you just don't know. I know. I wish we didn't have to think like that, but I do. And then the other moves you made, I mean, they it just depends on what other pieces that they can add to it, because Booker and Durant's not enough.
No, no. Well, one, I mean, Rob, they didn't have depth in these playoffs. It's as simple right. as that. And I will say this, and I think you agree with me. For all those saying they made a mistake by trading, you
nah,
know,
I don't
Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson and some others and picks for Durant. No, because you weren't going anywhere. They wouldn't have got it as far as they did, I don't believe, if they hadn't traded for Durant. And at least there's hope. I don't know. I mean, they'd be younger. Booker's not old, and those two guys are young. But I think there's more hope. And, I'm not saying they're going to win the championship next year.
But if they build
around them the right way, they could make some noise.
Jump in, Rob G, because this is an interesting nugget. Tell Chris this whole story.
Sure. So earlier today, longtime NBA TV and SiriusXM NBA radio host Brian Geltzeiler, he may have been on the show once before, years ago, said today that the Suns are, quote, prominently on James Harden's radar in addition to the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, I heard. I remember. I saw that.
So maybe a Chris Paul for James Harden swap?
What do you make of that, Chris? I thought that was interesting to talk about.
Well, if I'm Philly, I don't want Chris Paul at this age. He'll be 38, I believe. First of all, he's older, so he's not nearly as good. And secondly, he's likely to get hurt, right? I mean, he hasn't been healthy for the playoffs.
Hate to keep saying that, right?
Right, but it's his track record. So I don't – but if – I mean, they might lose – well, yeah, it would have to be a trade. All right, now Harden – from Harden's perspective, I would respect it more if he went to Phoenix than Houston, because at least that shows that he's wants to win. Going to Houston, you're just down there hanging out, kicking it, and hooping. You're not really trying to win anything. But from Phoenix's perspective, why will it be any different for him in Phoenix? He did the same – heck – if we keep it real, remember when he got to the finals with OKC, he was bad against Miami. Now, I remember thinking, man, I'm not holding that against Harden. He's a young buck. He'll be, you know, he's young. It was his first finals. He'll get over it. It's understandable that he was jittery. But over time, this has become his custom. And so why should Phoenix think it's going to be any different there?
Right.
I'm sorry. If I'm trying to win a if I'm one of those championship or bust teams, I'm not interested in James Harden unless he's coming in maybe as he would be their third guy. But I'm not. I'm sorry. I just that ship has sailed for me with Harden. This, Rob, Milwaukee lost. This was the year it was set up for them. I know Boston's tough, but if Harden was still that guy, or was if Harden, heck, was the guy he is in the regular season, Philly can win that series. So I'm not.
Philly,
I'm not that,
Philly
I'm
could not win that, but he ain't that guy. That's right. Probably not
so
that
why,
guy consistently.
So do you want him if you're Phoenix?
Yeah, no, because the track record is bad. And KD probably doesn't want him because he walked out on him in Brooklyn.
I would think, but maybe.
Right?
You're right. I would think that for sure. Now, let me throw this one out because this has also been thrown out there. Kyrie to Phoenix.
Oh, God.
I'm Here's just saying. My thought. If I at the end of the day, I probably, a strong probably, do not do it. All I'll say is this. Boy, would it be tempting. You know what I mean? For all the destruction Kyrie has wrought since he left Cleveland, Boston, Brooklyn, Dallas, it would be tempting. Because he's that nice. But I at the end of the day, Rob, I don't think I'd do it because I think Booker's the man on that team now. Even if you think KD's better, Booker's the stronger, I just think the stronger personality. Like KD always seems to have that issue. You know, it's Westbrook's stronger personality, Kyrie's stronger personality, now Booker. And I think KD will settle into being that guy that plays off Booker. But Kyrie comes in, Rob, he probably thinks he's better than Booker. I mean, I don't know who Kyrie wouldn't think he's better than.
I agree
and
with
so,
that.
So you know
and
what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
Kyrie yeah. doesn't work with Booker. That's not going to work.
So, I just think they probably need to, if you can get like a pseudo third star, you know, not really a superstar, but a kind of sometimey all star here and there, or even if not, I think the key for them is depth. And you got scoring. If you keep Ayton, you don't need another star. You just need a point guard that's going to get a coach, really, that's going to get Ayton engaged. And depth, Rob. I think that's what I'd go for. All right.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons coming out strong. How you like me now? We'll get into that next. It's the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
And Shohei with a drive, right center field. That ball is long gone, off the top of the fence, protecting Utah Street from a Shohei Ohtani rocket. It's a three-run homer.
Well done. I like that call. All right, that was a Progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're the iCouple wrapping up a three-hour show right here from the TireRack.com studios. And, Rob, I don't know if you saw this on Ben Simmons' Instagram story, but toward the end of that game, Rob G., explain his...
Yeah, in the final 3 minutes, to be exact, when the Boston Celtics were up by 28 points, Ben Simmons took to IG on his stories and posted a photo. He's not in it. It's just a landscape view of him watching the Boston Celtics finish off the Sixers with a cup of wine and a bottle of water. No caption, no comment, but it definitely said a lot, if you ask me.
It said he was thirsty.
You like that, Rob?
I do. Why not? You know why I like it? Because he was made, Chris, like we talk about all the time, he was made to be. It was all his fault. He's not there now. Now what? Now is it all his fault still? I understand why he would feel a little salty on what happened in Philadelphia, and I'm not blaming that he didn't take some blame in it, Chris, but he probably feels like... Now, if he would have said something like, see, they're losers, or something like that, then I would have an issue with it. I don't have an issue.
Well, it would have to be crass for you to have it. Because what if he said... tough loss.
Told you so.
Tough loss. Which obviously is, you're making a, you know what I mean? It's a jab at him, but it's not.
And it's not a tough loss when you lose by 30 or whatever. if somebody hits a three-pointer at the buzzer, that's a tough loss,
right,
Chris?
I don't like it.
Okay.
And here's why. I don't mean this in a mean-spirited way. Ben Simmons needs to stay off. He don't need to be challenging anybody right now.
Yeah, no, I got that.
I agree. I don't think he was blamed for everything, but he definitely, you know, was blamed. But was it out of line? I mean, he didn't, you know, obviously wouldn't shoot in that series. And obviously passed up a dunk to give it to a teammate for a layup contested. And then he demands a trade, doesn't show up. Then he shows up, isn't able to play. And so nothing that no failure on the Sixers' part is going to make up for what for the madness that went on with Ben Simmons in Philly. And Rob, I just think, and I know he had the back injury, but there's also some of this where he just hasn't wanted to play. And you can rip Embiid and Harden and Maxey and PJ and Tobias and Melton and all these guys. At least they out there playing. At least they got on the floor. Ben Simmons ain't even getting on the floor. He's content to sit there on the bench in nice designer sweaters and look cool and collect his money. So I'm just saying, like, this shouldn't even be brought up. Ben Simmons should stay out of, like, basketball, like, making snide remarks about any basketball players until he gets back on the court and starts balling. Because he has become a shell of himself. Rob, you know this, even when he played in Brooklyn this year, he was like, it was like he was 30% of the player he used to be.
No, I get that. I can't.
You know what I mean? Like, I just think he needs to chill.
It's hard for me to argue that, but I do. I think if he would have said more, it would have been worse. You know what I mean? Like, had he?
Yeah. But it said a lot, though.
Yeah, like trust. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like trust the process. Like if he wrote that or something, I think that would be like.
Rob G, what do you think? You cool with what he did?
I'm kind of split. I think Rob makes a great point because he definitely was the Russell Westbrook of that group.
Was it unwarranted?
Yeah, not looking back on it because Joel Embiid obviously not that guy. No, Tobias Harris ain't that guy. Doc Rivers ain't that guy. So
he wouldn't even play. But why? At least they trying.
But it kind of sucks if you're Ben Simmons when you're taking all of the wrath for 2+ years. And come to find out, they couldn't get any further with him and without him.
I don't think he took all the wrath.
He took a lot.
Doc certainly gets his share.
Doc Rivers rolled over on him. Remember in the post game?
After
defending him all year.
I can't win with him.
Doc defended him all year. About time he told the truth. All right, we out. It's the Odd Couple. Keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.